And in Washington, I'm Lisa Nurnberger. For the first time tomorrow, fencing will surround the entire National Mall, and people will have to enter through security checkpoints. U.S. Park Police will also, for the first time, use surveillance cameras to watch the crowd. The system wasn't supposed to come online for months, but was speeded up for the festivities, which are the largest annual draw to the mall. Hundreds of thousands of people gather for music and a spectacular fireworks display near the Washington Monument. U.S. Park Police Chief Teresa Chambers says despite the new security measures, officers are still relying on the public for help.
Be our eyes and ears. If you see something that looks out of place, let one of us know. We will have 2,000 uniformed officers around this 300-acre perimeter. Tell us what you see. If it's a suspicious package, of course, don't touch it. Let us come and investigate. If you hear a conversation that just doesn't sound right, let us know.
If projections from the tourism industry are correct, there will be no shortage of eyes and ears on the grassy stretch between the U.S. Capitol and Lincoln Memorial. Tourism officials expect more than 500,000 people to pour into the city. It may be a record. The deputy mayor for public safety and justice, Margaret Nettlecoff-Kellums, says she believes that's no coincidence.
The mayor's office has gotten a lot of calls and a lot of people wanting to know what's going on, and the overwhelming majority of them are saying they're glad there's going to be some additional security, and they're more encouraged to come out this year than any other year.
Sha-Wee Wang agrees. She's in town this week from Nashville, Tennessee, visiting the Washington Monument. She'll be out on the mall tomorrow and says she's glad for the extra vigilance.
There are a lot of securities. You know, my bag has been checked a zillion times so far. So I think it will be okay since, you know, I trusted all the safety guards, the security guys.
Among the other Americans watching the fireworks display will be President Bush. He's expected to take in the show from the White House. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Nurnberger in Washington.